robots grew to be so many that they were outfitted with radio contact, and that was the beginning of our famous robot industries. We began to develop new varieties, new attachments, new capabilities. Culture dictates invention, a phrase I believe I have invented.
Quemot chuckled. A robot, responding to some stimulus Bailey could not see beyond the barrier of the chair, brought Quemot a drink similar to that Bailey had had earlier. None was brought to Bailey, and he decided not to ask for one. Quemot went on,
"The advantages of life on Solaria were obvious to all who watched. Solaria became fashionable. More Nexonians established homes, and Solaria became what I like to call a villa planet. And of the settlers, more and more took to remaining on the planet all year round and carrying on their business on Nexon through proxies. Robot factories were established on Solaria. Farms and mines began to be exploited to the point where exports were possible. In short, Mr. Bailey, it became obvious that Solaria, in the space of a century or less, would be as crowded as Nexon had been. It seemed ridiculous and wasteful to find such a new world and then lose it through lack of foresight. To spare you a great deal of complicated politics, I need say only that Solaria managed to establish its independence and make it stick without war. Our usefulness to other outer worlds as a source of specialty robots gained us friends and helped us, of course. Once independent, our first care was to make sure that population did not grow beyond reasonable limits. We regulate immigration and births and take care of all needs by increasing and diversifying the robots we use.
Bailey said, "Why is it the Solarians object to seeing one another?" He felt annoyed at the manner in which Quemot chose to expound sociology. Quemot peeped around the corner of his chair and retreated almost at once.
"It follows inevitably. We have huge estates. An estate 10,000 square miles in area is not uncommon, although the largest ones contain considerable unproductive areas. My own estate is 950 square miles in area, but every bit of it is good land. In any case, it is the size of an estate, more than anything else, that determines a man's position in society. And one property of a large estate is this. You can wander about in it almost aimlessly with little or no danger of entering a neighbor's territory and thus encountering your neighbor. You see?"
Bailey shrugged. "I suppose I do."
"In short, a Solarian takes pride in not meeting his neighbor.